return your hard drive and cough. It's time for another weekly checkup from Dr. Dave. To consult with Dr. Dave, just call 1-866-821-8255. That's 1-866-821-TALK.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been wrong.
All right, thanks for joining us. We're joined here live by Jan von Techner, the one of the leads of co-founder, I believe, of the Vivaldi Project for the Vivaldi browser. You can check it out at vivaldi.com. Jan, I want to get into the details of what you guys see as, you know, maybe the top three or four differences that are going to really differentiate Vivaldi from all the browsers that are out there right now.
I mean, there's a lot of details, and really the big thing for us, and this is, I mean, when we were asking users at Opera, why are you using Opera, you would get very different answers. So quite often it's a lot of different details, a lot of different features, and people have their different preferences. Now, let's start with a few kind of major things, and one of them is how we do tabbing, right? So with Vivaldi, what you tend to do when you exit the browser, you start with where you left off. So that's one thing, that you have all your tabs open, and we work with sessions in that way. If you then end up having a lot of tabs, which a lot of advanced users do,
right,
it can get very crowded. So what we then do, we introduce tab stacking. And with tab stacking, you can have multiple browser, multiple tabs under one tab, which is a way to organize things.
Sure. Well, and you know what amazes me about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't know of any other browser that's even... This is a new concept, correct?
This is a new... I mean, we did have something similar in Opera at one stage, but we are actually taking it a lot further.
Yeah, I'll tell you, one of the things that happens, and I see it with advanced users all the time, you know, it can get ridiculous. I mean, you can have 25, 30 tabs. Yeah,
and I mean we're getting comments from guys that are wanting to have 100 or 200. So I mean, clearly this is something. If you're working very actively, then having a lot of tabs makes a lot of sense, and then being able to just I keep them around. I mean, I typically keep 20, 30, 40 tabs open at any one time, and so being able to find them easily, structure it, have them of a certain size is good. Then there are things that we are doing that are currently out in the snapshots but not out in the technical preview. There are things like being able to then tile a stack. And in a way, we're going back to the old days when you used to have tile in,
right,
in applications.
Yeah.
But the point is now we are seeing bigger screens. We are seeing you can get yourself a nice 40-inch screen with 4K, and you can do that at a level where you're paying it $300-$400. And you're getting 3K and very high-resolution screens where
right,
actually web pages don't really look that good because they're not made for that
right
size. So why not use the space better and tile it? And that's what we're doing. So you're now able, only in the snapshot so far, but you're able to tile content. So it's about data management. Being able to, I mean, if you're going to sites and you're comparing content from different sites or just want to keep a lot of sites updating, then you can do that. And obviously having multiple stacks like this very easily is very powerful.
Well, I tell you, one of the things that's got me really excited about this is I use an add-in called Pocket. I'm sure you're familiar with it. And what it does throughout the week, what I'll do is I just do my job throughout the week. And as I collect information that I think I want to talk about on the Saturday show, I'll store that in Pocket. And it's a very useful feature. But what I can see with tiling and being able to manage a lot of tabs is potentially replacing that add-in, just eliminating it, and being able to manage that necessity, kind of almost like a subset feature of favorites or bookmarks. It seems very promising to me, so I'm excited about that feature.
It's very powerful. But actually what you mentioned there, we also have a feature called Notes, which is kind of similar what you're describing there, and it's quite useful. So what you do, you select a piece of text and you say add to note, and then you've added that note into a structure, and then you can take an actual snapshot of the page just in case the page changes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah.
So what we are finding is people have different ways of working. So we'll provide both. You'll use the one that you prefer or a mix of it, but we'll have different ways of doing things. And yeah.
What else have you got on board? Again, we don't have a huge amount of time, so you know, maybe the next two or three most important features, you think. We've got about 4 minutes.
Well, I mean, another thing is speed dials and bookmarks. And clearly, I think people have been looking at bookmarks as something that's almost falling away. And actually, my old company, they removed their bookmarks for a while from
right.
the browser.
I remember that.
So what we've gone the other way. So we are providing a very extensive bookmark editor. In addition to that, we have the speed dials. And the speed dials and the bookmarks are the same thing. So you have a visual representation of your bookmarks or a textual representation. And when you're going through your bookmarks, the bookmarks manager, you'll also see visual snapshots. So it's allowing you to deal with a lot of content. Again, the speed dials that we have, you can have multiple sets of speed dials. So you can have one for work, one for home, or for different uses, again, there as well. And you can have folders. So it's very powerful. Another thing we have is things like mouse gestures. We have keyboard shortcuts that allow you to do most everything with the keyboard. We have.
Yeah, I think that's one of the most powerful features. Is a really comprehensive set of keyboard shortcuts. Makes a big difference for an advanced user.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us, after a while, you just have certain habits of ways that you do things that allows you to do things a lot quicker. And clearly, keyboard shortcuts or mouse gestures or the like are ways to do that, and it's again, it's very powerful. It's not for those that don't want to remember
right.
kind of shortcuts,
right.
but it's for those that after a while they have these shortcuts and it allows them to work 10 times faster.
Yeah, almost subconsciously. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm curious. I know if I'm correct that Vivaldi's based on the Chrome browser technology.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I mean, I think I know why you made the decision to do that. I'm curious why you made that decision and what you think are the positives and negatives involved on that, if any.
Yeah. I mean, we would have loved to build a browser from scratch. But having done that and knowing how big the core team was at Opera, it was just not realistic. I mean, we had 100 people at Opera working on the core itself. And actually, we were in need of increasing it, which I guess is why Opera decided to give up all that code,
yeah.
great quality code, which I think, well, I wouldn't have done it. But given that, and the fact that Opera did that was one of the reasons why I could go and build a browser of my own, because then I wouldn't be competing with the code that we built.
Right.
So then it's a question of, okay, I can't build a browser from scratch. Which code base do I use? And clearly, Chromium is getting a lot of that seemed to be the most natural choice.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, you know, it's a good base. I mean, there's a reason why, you know, Google used that as well. Listen, Jan, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for joining us today. Clearly, we're going to need to chat again. I'm downloading those snapshots, by the way, on an ongoing basis, and really excited about the project and what you guys are doing. And so let's make sure we keep in touch, and maybe we can schedule another appearance down the road.
Happy to. That would be great.
Thank you, Jan. That's Jan von Techner with Vivaldi.com. A pre-release version of that browser available for download. You know, you don't want to download it thinking this is going to be your main browser. It's certainly a pre-release version, but incredibly promising. Jan, again, thanks for joining us. Second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason coming up. Don't go away.
1 hour down and one more hour to go. Computer Talk with Dave Mason, back right after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.